From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Regulators began raising concerns about some of J.P. Morgan's financial dealings even before the reports of at least $2 billion in trading losses emerged. According to sources, the Federal Reserve, as well as the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency and U.K. regulators, were all asking questions about the bank's portfolio. Speaking today at the Peterson Foundation Fiscal Summit in Washington, Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner says regulators will play a role in trying to prevent a repeat.
The Fed and the SEC and the other regulators, and will be part of this process, are going to take a very careful look at this incident, of course, and make sure that we review the implications of what that means for the design of these remaining rules. Again, not just the Volcker rule, which is very important in this context, but the broader set of safeguards and reforms.
The reports the FBI has also opened an inquiry into the multi-billion dollar trading losses at J.P. Morgan Chase. The bank held its annual shareholder meeting in Tampa today. At the Roger Clemens perjury trial, prosecutors wrapped up 2 days of questioning of their star witness, trainer Brian McNamee. But as NPR's Nina Totenberg reports, as the cross-examination began, McNamee's credibility suffered some instant blows.
At the close of his direct testimony, McNamee explained that when he testified before the grand jury, he needed a tie and wore one given him by a friend, a tie that bore the logo of a nutritional supplement company. No, he said, he had zero financial interest in the company. But when defense lawyer Rusty Hardin began his cross-examination, within 15 minutes he got McNamee to admit that he had a financial interest in sister companies and that he'd auctioned off the tie online as the one he wore during his grand jury testimony. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Mexican writer Carlos Fuentes has died. He was 83. NPR's Lynn Neary reports Fuentes was part of a generation of writers who breathed new life into Latin American literature in the 60s and 70s.
At a politically turbulent time in Latin America, Fuentes, along with writers like Gabriel Garcia Marquez and Mario Vargas Llosa, sparked a literary revolution in the region with powerfully imaginative books that drew readers from all over the world. Fuentes wrote his first novel, Where the Air is Clear, at the age of 29. He's probably best known in this country for The Old Gringo and The Death of Artemio Cruz. Fuentes was often mentioned as a possible candidate for the Nobel Prize, but he never won the prestigious award. A much revered figure in Mexico, President Felipe Calderón announced the death on his Twitter account, calling Fuentes a universal Mexican writer and saying he deeply laments his death. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.
House Speaker John Boehner has announced if Congress raises the nation's debt ceiling again, he will again insist on spending cuts and budget reforms to offset the increase. Marks prepared for a budget address, Boehner said he would welcome another debate on the measure. A down day on Wall Street, the Dow dropped 63 points. You're listening to NPR. Newly elected French President François Hollande is in Berlin meeting with German Chancellor Angela Merkel. Hollande, whose arrival was delayed slightly when his plane suffered a lightning strike, was received by Merkel with an honor guard. Emerging from his first session with the German leader, Hollande said Europe should consider all possible measures it can to spur economic activity and growth. Hollande also said both leaders want Greece to stay in the euro currency zone. It's another example of the law of unintended consequences, although in this case, maybe a good thing. NPR's Richard Knox reports on a new study that finds that spending by U.S. government to fight HIV/AIDS in developing countries is preventing death from other diseases as well.
Experts worry the billions the U.S. spends to treat people with HIV in poor countries may crowd out prevention and treatment of other diseases. But the new study in the Journal of the American Medical Association suggests the opposite. It looked at the president's emergency plan for AIDS relief, or PEPFAR.
That has been the single largest investment the U.S. has made in health, you know, pretty much in history, in any single disease.
Aram Ben-David of Stanford says deaths from all causes dropped nearly 20% over 5 years in 9 African countries where PEPFAR operates. That's nearly 750,000 lives saved. Many would have died from other diseases. Ben-David thinks that's because PEPFAR improved the general quality of health care. Richard Knox, NPR News.
Despite some recent easing of gas prices, most economists and tourism experts say they don't necessarily expect a big bump up in travel this year. One reason, according to travel watchers, is many people are still worried about their jobs and the overall state of the economy. AAA is forecasting travel for the Memorial Day holiday to be up 1.2% from last year. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.